The British YouTube phenom Jacob Collier developed his one-man jazz show at MIT's Media Lab. As he prepares to release a second album, Collier is back at MIT figuring out how to add a new element to his work. Other musicians. WBUR's Amelia Mason reports.
Woodblock might be nice.
In a stuffy studio at MIT's Media Lab, Jacob Collier and a sound designer are squeezed in front of a small desk flanked by big speakers. Ben Bloomberg is helping Collier prepare for a performance this weekend. Right now, they're on the hunt for electronic samples.
We're going to have real woodblocks and real trumpets,
right? Yeah, but I'm thinking about the band as well.
Collier and Bloomberg's partnership goes back to 2014, when Bloomberg stumbled across a cover of Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing on YouTube. A split screen showed Collier, then 19, singing and accompanying himself on about a dozen instruments.
So it starts out with just six Jacobs, and he's singing a cappella, but then all of a sudden, he starts to throw in these harmonies that are just like, it's so rare for anybody to come up with harmonies like that. And then it switches, and he's playing like a bajillion instruments.
Bloomberg was so impressed that he sent Collier a message, and it turned out Collier needed his help.
It was a really critical moment for me because I just actually accepted the first ever performance with this mysterious kind of one-man show in my head. I didn't know what I was going to do for it.
Bloomberg set to work building a sound system that would help Collier perform his intricate arrangements on his own. He even designed a custom synthesizer that allows Collier to execute those dazzling vocal harmonies on the fly. When Collier released his debut album in 2016, he was able to tour it exactly as he wrote it, by himself. Bloomberg says the partnership is guided by the belief that tech should be a tool for extending human capabilities, rather than a crutch to lean on.
Instead, it's like, well, you really could play 14 instruments if you had 14 arms. So let's like think about ways of doing that, sort of the bionic approach.
The bionic approach served Collier well. On stage, he bounded joyfully from one instrument to the next without fussing with knobs or looking at a laptop. But even with all that tech at his fingertips, Collier eventually hit a wall.
I mean, we pushed the one-man show pretty hard, and we felt it hit its limits a number of points. It's like, I just can't create something that's big enough.
So for his new album, Collier did something different. He invited other musicians to play with him. For the first time, he plans to tour with a band, which he hopes will bring his stage performance to a new level.
You realize that a lot of that magic is only possible when you meet somebody in the middle. Hopefully the magic that will come out of it is greater than the sum of its parts.
It's less than a week before the concert, and MIT's Kresge Auditorium is the site of controlled chaos. An orchestra sprawls across the stage. Members of the chorus mill around in the aisles. For this show, Collier plans to utilize pretty much every ensemble at MIT, from the jazz orchestra to the Senegalese drumming group. Collier's new band will also make its debut. In fact, it'll be as unlike a one-man show as possible. But Bloomberg says it's all in line with their philosophy.
Technology should do things that technology is good at, and the people should do things that people are good at. And we don't necessarily need to bang our heads against the wall trying to make the technology, you know, really emotional or be humans, because humans are humans, and that's what's special about the whole thing.
In other words, sometimes it's just nice to play with other people. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.